This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, folks. It's us. Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Richard Bradbury, in the studio with...
Audrey Raj.
And Jeff Sundu.
And the producer is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Hello.
Do you want to wish people a Happy New Year again?
There you go.
Wow. Everybody's bright and bushy-tailed today. We are talking, of course, about tech predictions in 2020 and beyond. We're asking you for some of your tech predictions. You can get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Any more? Any new ones? No? People don't want to talk to us just yet. They're still on holiday for their New Year celebrations, you lucky people. Right, moving swiftly along then to story number two. Hello, 2020. Hello, digital tax. Auds, why do you come in with a not-so-positive story for the day?
Well, it's because we need to know what to expect this year, right? Now,
Can't we just walk around all blinking and pretend this isn't happening?
Yes, until you get your first Netflix bill and then you're like, hey, how come I'm paying more?
Right.
There you go.
Okay.
So 2.4 billion ringgit a year. That is how much the government could potentially collect from the digital tax that came into effect yesterday, January 1st. We knew this was coming. We've been talking about the digital tax for more than a year now. It was announced, I think, budget 2019 back in 2018.
Yeah.
But we finally have some clarity on the tax and what it covers now that it's actually happening. So Malaysians, of course, we have this deep love for online shopping. So initially when the news hit that the government is looking to implement a digital tax on foreign digital service providers, many were concerned. Some of the concern involved whether or not this could lead to double taxation, creating a heavier strain on an already higher cost of living. But let's clarify one thing before going into the nitty-gritty about digital tax. The Finance Ministry has confirmed that the new service tax of 6% will be levied on online transactions that apply to services alone and not goods. So you don't have to worry about the goods you buy online. Shoes, clothes, shampoo, diapers, baby formula. I'm giving away my shopping cart right now. But,
I don't think I've bought any of those in the last 6 months.
Liars. And all of these goods or items are safe from digital tax. The Ministry also said that distance learning services provided online, including vocational, professional training. If you want to take up your degree online as well, all that is not subject to digital tax as well. Even online services such as digital newspapers and reading materials, no digital tax on that.
Cool.
So what kind of an extra burden will this digital tax impose on us consumers? Let's start with some of our favorite digital services. Netflix, they will be revising the price of their plans, and this will reflect not only the digital tax, but also a restructuring of prices that they're doing for their own reasons. The basic plan is up from 33 ringgit to 35 ringgit, the standard plan 42 ringgit to 45 ringgit, and premium from 51 ringgit to 55 ringgit. All this starts January 9th next year. Just look out for your bill.
You mean this year, right?
Oh yes, this year, sorry. There you go. The company says that the timing is just coincidental. They are doing their price restructuring and it's also happening to adjust for digital tax.
A week today.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Google Malaysia, on its G Suite services, they've confirmed that the 6% will be applicable on G Suite services. The tax will be charged on user purchases and reflected under billing and payments. As for YouTube Premium, YouTube Music and online purchases for digital items such as ebooks, mobile applications, movies that you get on Google Play, we'll have to wait on news on that. The company is still working out pricing for these items and users will be notified about any price changes via email. Other companies that have also announced that they will be charging digital tax include Sony on its PlayStation Store, Facebook for its ads, Adobe, AWS, Spotify, Airbnb. The Customs Department says at least 126 foreign digital service providers have registered for the tax in Malaysia. This is just the beginning. There will be more coming in. And they expect the tax to... the main purpose of it is to basically level the playing field between local and foreign digital digital service providers, right? And the Royal Malaysian Customs Department, they are preparing an FAQ on their website as well. We'll have to wait for that, but that will actually clarify things further. But this is what we know for now.
So from what I understand, and I saw somebody posting about the PlayStation stuff as well. For those of you who are members of PlayStation Plus, who subscribe to that service, if you purchase it before the date that it changes, these purchases stack. So what that means is if you want to purchase 6 months' worth of membership, you will only be paying the prices before the digital tax sets in.
Ah.
Then after the 6 months has passed, that's when you'll be paying the new fee.
So you can stock up?
So you can stock up, yes.
That's a
bit too late to stock up now, isn't it?
No.
It's the 1st of Jan already.
Well, depending on whether or not Sony have implemented it already, you know, and I'm not sure how many of these companies have thought ahead like this, but you could just save a few little ringgit here and there. But
listen, this is just way too complicated. The best way to go about this is to know that you're going to be broke.
Yes.
Just go with that mindset, you'll be fine.
So no different to last year.
No
then,
different,
really.
Just slightly worse.
She's come with a ray of sunshine with that story, haven't you? Every other country almost Europe has been doing it for the longest time. Why is it taking us so long to get here? You know, why are we like?
Well, Singapore is also starting now, and Singapore is 1% higher than us, 7% over there. There are countries that charge...
That's because they earn more money, though.
That is true, though, right? Mm. There are countries that charge up to 20% in digital tech. I think Belarus is like at 20%. Iceland is at 22.5%. So I guess, you know, we're one of the lucky ones if it's only 6%, right?
Yeah.
Lucky. One of those phrases.
Positive spin.
With that in mind, when we come back after this short break, we'll be having a positive spin on how one school is using facial recognition scanners. I don't know how I'm going to spin this positively.
One school here in Malaysia.
Down south. We're going to take a short break. If you want to get in touch and tell us what are your tech predictions for 2020 and beyond, please do so. Get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. Lush up next with Deluxe. We'll be right back on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.